This is the SPM listening test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You hear a man talking about a scene at a local market.
Every evening, the market is filled with voices of vendors calling out their best offers. The scent of grilled satay and fresh spices drifts through the air as families gather to share meals. For years, this market has been more than a place to buy food. It is where stories are exchanged. Traditions thrive, and the community stays connected.
Now listen again.
Every evening, the market is filled with voices of vendors calling out their best offers. The scent of grilled satay and fresh spices drifts through the air as families gather to share meals. For years, this market has been more than a place to buy food. It is where stories are exchanged. Traditions thrive. And the community stays connected.
Question 2. You hear a doctor explaining a simple way to improve mental health to a group of patients.
One simple way to improve your mental health is by walking in a nearby park. Studies show that spending just 20 minutes in nature can reduce stress and improve your mood. You don't need to do intense exercise. Just enjoy the fresh air and green surroundings. Try doing this at least 3 times a week to experience the benefits.
Now listen again.
One simple way to improve your mental health is by walking in a nearby park. Studies show that spending just 20 minutes in nature can reduce stress and improve your mood. You don't need to do intense exercise. Just enjoy the fresh air and green surroundings. Try doing this at least 3 times a week to experience the benefits.
Question 3. You hear a conversation between Mia bargaining for a dress at a boutique with the shopkeeper.
Hey there. I really love this dress, but it's a bit more than I can spend right now.
I get it. This is one of our popular pieces. How much were you thinking of?
Well, I actually spotted a similar dress at another store for less money. Any chance you could lower the price a little?
I see. What would you like to pay?
If you could take off about 20%, that would help a lot. I'd really like to get it.
Now listen again.
Hey there. I really love this dress. But it's a bit more than I can spend right now.
I get it. This is one of our popular pieces. How much were you thinking of?
Well, I actually spotted a similar dress at another store for less money. Any chance you could lower the price a little?
I see. What would you like to pay?
If you could take off about 20%, that would help a lot. I'd really like to get it.
Question 4. You hear Sarah excitedly telling her friend about a cultural event she attended recently.
Guess what, Mira? I went to the Johor Cultural Festival last weekend. It was amazing. There were so many traditional performances, dances, music, even puppet shows. My favorite was definitely the Zappin dance. The costumes were so colorful, and the movements were so graceful. I also tried some delicious local snacks. It was a fantastic experience, really a great way to learn about our heritage.
Now listen again.
Guess what, Mira? I went to the Johor Cultural Festival last weekend. It was amazing. There were so many traditional performances, dances, music, even puppet shows. My favorite was definitely the Zappin dance. The costumes were so colorful, and the movements were so graceful. I also tried some delicious local snacks. It was a fantastic experience, really a great way to learn about our heritage.
Question 5. You hear a boy talking about why he is cleaning the beach.
I can't just walk past all this rubbish. Look at that plastic ring. Imagine a turtle getting stuck in that. It's heartbreaking. Humans created this mess, so it's our job to clean it up. If we don't take action now, more sea creatures will suffer. I may be one person, but at least I'm doing something. Every piece I pick up could save a life.
Now listen again.
I can't just walk past all this rubbish. Look at that plastic ring. Imagine a turtle getting stuck in that. It's heartbreaking. Humans created this mess, so it's our job to clean it up. If we don't take action now, more sea creatures will suffer. I may be one person, but at least I'm doing something. Every piece I pick up could save a life.
Question 6. You will hear a young woman talking about how she spent her first salary.
When I got my first salary, I felt very happy. I bought some things I needed, like clothes and a new phone to help me at work. I also took my family out for a nice dinner and bought coffee for my best friends. I wanted to thank them for always supporting me and listening when I was sad. I always dreamed of sharing my first salary with others, so it would feel more special.
Now listen again.
When I got my first salary, I felt very happy. I bought some things I needed, like clothes and a new phone to help me at work. I also took my family out for a nice dinner and bought coffee for my best friends. I wanted to thank them for always supporting me and listening when I was sad. I always dreamed of sharing my first salary with others, so it would feel more special.
Question 7. You hear a girl talking about her recent trip to Sabah.
When I visited Malaysia recently, I saw the Malaysian Traditional Dance Festival. It wasn't only about the music and dancing. Every tradition had a special meaning. There were so many visitors there. The people were very friendly, and I felt happy to be part of the celebration. I felt more connected to Malaysian culture after that.
Now listen again. When I visited Malaysia recently, I saw the Malaysian Traditional Dance Festival. It wasn't only about the music and dancing. Every tradition had a special meaning. There were so many visitors there. The people were very friendly, and I felt happy to be part of the celebration. I felt more connected to Malaysian culture after that. That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear an insight from a speaker who shares his thoughts on advertising on online media. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Advertising online media has become essential for businesses in the digital age. With the rise of the internet, companies have shifted from traditional advertising methods like newspapers and television to online platforms. This change has allowed them to reach more people and engage with customers in new ways. One of the greatest advantages of online advertising is the ability to target specific audiences. Businesses can use data about consumers' interests and behaviors to show their ads to the right people. For instance, if someone often visits fitness websites, they might see ads for workout clothes or health supplements. This targeted approach helps companies advertise their products more effectively and can lead to higher sales. Another important feature of online advertising is its flexibility. Unlike print ads that take time to design, online ads can be created and modified quickly. If a particular ad is not performing well, businesses can change the text or images almost instantly. Additionally, they can run experiments using A/B testing, where two versions of an ad are shown to different audiences. This way, they can determine which version is more appealing and adjust their campaigns accordingly. Social media platforms have also transformed the advertising landscape. Brands can interact directly with their customers through channels like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Many companies collaborate with social media influencers, people who have large followings, to help promote their products. These influencers can create authentic content that resonates with their audience, making the advertisement feel more genuine. However, there are challenges with online advertising. One major issue is ad fatigue, which occurs when users see the same ads repeatedly and become tired of them. If ads are not engaging, viewers might ignore them altogether. Therefore, it is important for businesses to create high-quality, interesting content that captures the attention of their target audience. Another concern is privacy. With the extensive data collection used in online advertising, some consumers may feel uncomfortable about how their information is being used. Brands need to be transparent about their data practices and ensure that they respect customers' privacy. This helps build trust and loyalty among consumers. In conclusion, online advertising offers many benefits, including targeted marketing and greater flexibility. While there are challenges such as ad fatigue and privacy concerns, effective advertising can enhance a business's ability to reach its audience. As the digital landscape continues to evolve, companies must adapt their strategies to remain successful in online marketing.
Now listen again.
Advertising online media has become essential for businesses in the digital age. With the rise of the internet, companies have shifted from traditional advertising methods like newspapers and television to online platforms. This change has allowed them to reach more people and engage with customers in new ways. One of the greatest advantages of online advertising is the ability to target specific audiences. Businesses can use data about consumers' interests and behaviors to show their ads to the right people. For instance, if someone often visits fitness websites, they might see ads for workout clothes or health supplements. This targeted approach helps companies advertise their products more effectively and can lead to higher sales. Another important feature of online advertising is its flexibility. Unlike print ads that take time to design, online ads can be created and modified quickly. If a particular ad is not performing well, businesses can change the text or images almost instantly. Additionally, they can run experiments using A/B testing, where two versions of an ad are shown to different audiences. This way, they can determine which version is more appealing and adjust their campaigns accordingly. Social media platforms have also transformed the advertising landscape. Brands can interact directly with their customers through channels like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Many companies collaborate with social media influencers, people who have large followings to help promote their products. These influencers can create authentic content that resonates with their audience, making the advertisement feel more genuine. However, there are challenges with online advertising. One major issue is ad fatigue, which occurs when users see the same ads repeatedly and become tired of them. If ads are not engaging, viewers might ignore them altogether. Therefore, it is important for businesses to create high-quality, interesting content that captures the attention of their target audience. Another concern is privacy. With the extensive data collection used in online advertising, some consumers may feel uncomfortable about how their information is being used. Brands need to be transparent about their data practices and ensure that they respect customers' privacy. This helps build trust and loyalty among consumers. In conclusion, online advertising offers many benefits, including targeted marketing and greater flexibility. While there are challenges such as ad fatigue and privacy concerns, effective advertising can enhance a business's ability to reach its audience. As the digital landscape continues to evolve, companies must adapt their strategies to remain successful in online marketing.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. Part 3, questions 16 to 20. You will hear five short extracts which show a group of people sharing their experience on their recent holiday trip. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G, what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are two extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Speaker 1.
I've travelled solo for years, but nothing quite compares to the festival in Chiang Mai. The lanterns, the people, it was magical. I wasn't sure at first, but taking that chance made it the most unforgettable part of my journey. I think cultural celebrations like this bring people closer.
Speaker 2.
We had planned for a relaxing beach holiday, but it rained non-stop for 4 days. We ended up exploring the local markets and even took a cooking class. It wasn't what we expected, but we learned a lot and had some real laughs.
Speaker 3.
During our hike in the Andes, we came across a small village where people still follow traditional lifestyles. One woman offered us a hot drink. She spoke no English, but her warm smile said everything. That moment stayed with me. It reminded me that kindness crosses all barriers.
Speaker 4.
I used to think guided holidays were too strict, but this one changed my mind. We visited small villages and spoke with local people. I learned a lot more than I expected. It didn't feel rushed. I felt more connected to the place and the people.
Speaker 5.
Our tour guide described the journey as difficult, and I thought he was joking. But after trekking through mud, rain, and steep hills, I realized what he meant. Still, finishing it gave me a real sense of accomplishment. The word wasn't dramatic, It was honest.
Now listen again.
Speaker 1.
I've traveled solo for years, but nothing quite compares to the festival in Chiang Mai. The lanterns, the people, it was magical. I wasn't sure at first, but taking that chance made it the most unforgettable part of my journey. I think cultural celebrations like this bring people closer.
Speaker 2.
We had planned for a relaxing beach holiday, but it rained non-stop for 4 days. We ended up exploring the local markets and even took a cooking class. It wasn't what we expected, but we learned a lot and had some real laughs.
Speaker 3.
During our hike in the Andes, we came across a small village where people still follow traditional lifestyles. One woman offered us a hot drink. She spoke no English, but her warm smile said everything. That moment stayed with me. It reminded me that kindness crosses all barriers.
Speaker 4.
I used to think guided holidays were too strict, but this one changed my mind. We visited small villages and spoke with local people. I learned a lot more than I expected. It didn't feel rushed. I felt more connected to the place and the people.
Speaker 5.
Our tour guide described the journey as difficult, and I thought he was joking. But after trekking through mud, rain, and steep hills, I realized what he meant. Still, finishing it gave me a real sense of accomplishment. The word wasn't dramatic, it was honest.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear an interview between a Form 5 student and a young entrepreneur. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions.
Hi, Zara. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me. Could you share how your journey toward financial awareness began?
Absolutely. It really started when I was around 13. I wanted to buy a tablet, but I didn't feel comfortable asking my parents. So I saved up my pocket money and sold handmade greeting cards to friends and teachers. That experience introduced me to budgeting, setting goals, planning ahead, and learning to delay gratification. Achieving that goal made me feel more confident and independent.
That's impressive. Did your family have anything to do with your approach to money?
Yes, especially my dad. He used to talk a lot about financial literacy. One thing he often said was, "Money is a tool, not a toy." He taught me to think carefully before spending and to use money to improve my life, not just for instant pleasure. That shaped my mindset early on. Another thing I've realized is how often we spend based on emotions. A lot of teens make purchases when they're bored, sad, or feeling left out. I used to buy snacks or accessories without thinking, just because others were doing it. Now I try to stop and ask myself, do I truly need this?
What do you do differently now?
I always make a shopping list before going out. It keeps me focused and stops me from buying things I didn't plan for. I also stay focused on my long-term financial goals, like saving up for equipment I need for my stationery business, instead of spending on small, unnecessary items. One thing that shocked me was checking my e-wallet and seeing I'd spent over $100 on delivery fees in 1 month. Since then, I've started tracking my spending more closely. It's eye-opening when you realize where your money actually goes.
What do you think about online promotions?
Honestly, many of them are just clever marketing strategies. They create pressure with phrases like limited time offer or only two left. If you're not careful, you end up buying things just because they seem like a deal, not because you actually need them.
Last question, what's your general belief about money?
I believe money should be treated with respect. That doesn't mean you have to be rich. It means being smart, planning ahead, and being responsible. If you can manage $150 wisely, you're training yourself to handle $500 or even $5,000 one day. Every ringgit counts.
Now listen again.
Hi Zara, thanks for taking the time to speak with me. Could you share how your journey toward financial awareness began?
Absolutely. It really started when I was around 13. I wanted to buy a tablet, but I didn't feel comfortable asking my parents. So, I saved up my pocket money and sold handmade greeting cards to friends and teachers. That experience introduced me to budgeting, setting goals, planning ahead, and learning to delay gratification. Achieving that goal made me feel more confident and independent.
That's impressive. Did your family have anything to do with your approach to money?
Yes, especially my dad. He used to talk a lot about financial literacy. One thing he often said was, "Money is a tool, not a toy." He taught me to think carefully before spending and to use money to improve my life, not just for instant pleasure. That shaped my mindset early on. Another thing I've realized is how often we spend based on emotions. A lot of teens make purchases when they're bored, sad, or feeling left out. I used to buy snacks or accessories without thinking, just because others were doing it. Now, I try to stop and ask myself, do I truly need this?
What do you do differently now?
I always make a shopping list before going out. It keeps me focused and stops me from buying things I didn't plan for. I also stay focused on my long-term financial goals, like saving up for equipment I need for my stationery business, instead of spending on small, unnecessary items. One thing that shocked me was checking my e-wallet and seeing I'd spent over $100 on delivery fees in 1 month. Since then, I've started tracking my spending more closely. It's eye-opening when you realize where your money actually goes.
What do you think about online promotions?
Honestly, many of them are just clever marketing strategies. They create pressure with phrases like limited time offer or only two left. If you're not careful, you end up buying things just because they seem like a deal, not because you actually need them.
Last question, what's your general belief about money?
I believe money should be treated with respect. That doesn't mean you have to be rich. It means being smart, planning ahead, and being responsible. If you can manage $150 wisely, you're training yourself to handle $500 or even $5,000 one day. Every ringgit counts.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test. Please stop now.
One simple way to improve your mental health is by walking in a nearby park. Studies show that spending just 20 minutes in nature can reduce stress and improve your mood. You don't need to do intense exercise, just enjoy the fresh air and green surroundings. Try doing this at least 3 times a week to experience the benefits.
Now listen again